McDonald Max Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the McDonald Max pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome back inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, the site of this Western Cloverbelt Conference contest between the number 5 and number 6 teams currently in the conference standings. Your McDonald Central Max 4-4 on the year in conference play, 6-8 overall. The team right behind them in the conference standings is Thorpe. It's not particularly close in those standings as Thorpe is at 1-5 in the WCC, but 5-8 overall after they went 0-13 last year. Didn't play until December 22nd. Had a 2-week shutdown in the middle of their season. A lot of things going on led to that 0-13 campaign. Thorpe now has already played 13 games and won 5 of them. McDonald had a rough start to this week. They've lost 2 consecutive games against Fall Creek. We had it for you here on WOGO after a 17-point halftime lead fell away. The Crickets, who are still unbeaten in the conference at 8-0 and 12-1 overall, pulled away from McDonald's 68-60 on Monday night. Then the back-to-back going on the road to Stanley Boyd, 57-41. Coach Schilling's crew fell to the Orioles. Last time McDonald played Thorpe was early in this season, just the second game of the year for Thorpe. McDonald won that one 53-28. More on that in just a moment. McDonald's last 3 contests, 3-0 against Thorpe, including 2 victories last year by a score of 66-35 in January, and then in February on the road at Thorpe, McDonald won 65-26. Eddie Mittermeier was 16 in each of those games. Last time out for the 5-8 Thorpe Cardinals on Tuesday, lost at home to Bloomer, got thumped 66-23. 7 players scored for Coach Scott Horn, but none over 5 points. They were led by Aiden Rosemeyer with 5. Brady Stewart, who's not going to be available here tonight, had 4 points. Also 4 for Ryan Rather and 3 apiece for Denzel Sutton and Jesse Windle. McDonald's last game, again, was on Tuesday, so they've had a little bit of a break here with a Friday night contest to end the week. 57-41 on the road, second setback against Stanley Boyd this year. Eddie Mittermeier, though, a phenomenal game with 19 points, including 40%, 2-5 from three-point range, and 8-12 from the field in that game. 2 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 assists. Cannon Huss with 12 points. Solid game, but a little lower than his season average of 16.3. He was 2 of 3 from downtown, 5 of 14, though, from the field, 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Again, just struggling to score, as Coach Schilling told us. Aiden Misfeld had 4 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and 1 assist in the loss. Keegan Galvez with 4 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. But Joe Janis, normally averaging around 10 to 12 points per game, just 1 point, that coming from the free throw line, of course, 3 rebounds and 1 assist against that Orioles team. McDonald, however, was in that game. We talk about that 17-point lead that they had over conference leader Fall Creek here on Monday night at half. They were only down 123-22 at the half against Stanley Boyd, but then were outscored in the second and only managed to put up 19 points in the second quarter, while the Orioles on the other side scored 34. McDonald had 8 assists in that game, 13 turnovers. They forced 10 turnovers, 6 steals, were out-rebounded 24-17. 6 different players scored for McDonald. It's been kind of an emphasis for Coach Schilling trying to get to the free throw line more. Struggled to do that against Stanley Boyd. Only 8 trips to the charity stripe and only 3 of 8, 38% from the free throw line. They were 4 of 8, solid, 50% from downtown against Stanley Boyd, and a 47% shooting performance from the field, 17 of 36. But again, I'm sure Coach Schilling would say we'd like to be able to see more shots than that go up and still be able to shoot that percentage. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on our WOGO pregame show, Max pregame, before this tilt between McDonald and Thorpe. Give us 2 minutes, and we're back with head coach Adam Schilling. Then we'll talk with Scott Horn of the Cardinals. Mark Maloney joins us as well. Join us tonight on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. You can find a podcast of this and many other WOGO sports broadcasts available there. This one coming about 10:15 or 10:20 or so tonight, if all goes well. You can check that out and check out some of our recent contests as well for Chi-High and McDonald basketball and hockey. Also, if you'd like to watch and listen to tonight's game, WOGO always honored and proud to partner our audio with McDonald and Chi-High live streams, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, the website to get the live stream tonight if you'd like to watch and listen to the contest, or just go to sports schedule at WOGO.com, scroll down to the bottom of that page, and we have all those links ready and waiting for you. Again, 2 minutes and we're back with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. It's Western Clover Belt Conference boys basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com, with live audio and video streaming on Max TV. It's McDonald and Thorpe, Western Clover Belt Conference action here from McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls, here with head coach Adam Schilling. Coach, I'm sure you knew and the team knew the gauntlet that this week would be to start with back-to-back games against the conference leaders Monday and Tuesday. In both of those games, particularly the one we saw on Monday, you started off really well, probably one of your better first halves of the season against Fall Creek. What needs to happen to be able to complete those games?
The biggest thing we're looking for is consistency. I think we've shown a lot of flashes of doing things well. Doing it for the whole game is something that we haven't really been able to do lately, so... A lot of younger kids playing, and sometimes consistency can be an issue with that. So I think everybody's still learning a little bit, how to play and finish games out.
When you played Thorpe last time, that was your lowest point total allowed this season with only 28 points. I know Thorpe may be struggling a little bit this year, but 17 steals in that game. Maybe you left some points behind the arc and at the free throw line in that game, but still it was a phenomenal defensive effort last time you matched up.
Yeah, I think you got to be really able to try to pressure them a little bit. They're very deliberate on offense, and they do a good job getting shots they want. So if we're able to pressure them and maybe try to speed them up a little bit, I think it's to our benefit. Then get out in the open court and hopefully get some easy baskets in transition. But they're very well coached, and they're very patient, and it's kind of something where we're going to try to speed them up a little bit, hopefully.
Coach, when you look at your starting lineups, particularly it seems like recent games, you've been getting good production offensively, but maybe not seeing the point tallies come as much from some of the reserves as they come in. Is that something you're looking for more of from the bench, or are they helping you in other ways?
Well, they do help us in other ways, but we need some kids to come in and contribute offensively. I think the defense has been pretty solid for most of those guys, but we pretty much got some low-scoring games this year, so we need some more people to be more aggressive offensively, and if we can get that off the bench, that'd be great.
Well, Coach, I know it's not an easy start to the week, but hopefully you can finish it with a bang here tonight. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you after.
Great. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Max back after this with Coach Horn of Thorpe. You're on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com, live video and audio streaming on Max TV. We're here at McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls tonight. Western Cloverbelt Conference action. Thorpe visits your McDonald Max here with head coach Scott Horn of Thorpe. Coach, you already saw this McDonald team once this year, 28 points scored. How do you do better than that offensively? I know they got 17 steals. Was it just a matter of execution, or do they do something defensively that caused some trouble?
They're very good defensively. They have really good hands. They move well in their zone, and they communicate really well. So if we can handle that and move the ball a little bit better before the traps get there and handle the traps a little bit better, we will be better offensively. And if we can't, it'll be same result.
Coach, I know this is a tough conference to play in, so just the one conference victory so far. But I mean, you've picked up some non-conference victories, and I know after last year being so topsy-turvy, it's nice to get some wins in that column as well. A nice victory against Owen Withy. What has your team done well when you've been able to get victories?
They've moved the ball well. They've shot well, which is something we've been struggling with right now lately, is shooting. But overall, they've been playing for each other in the wins. They've been moving well without the ball, and just confidence. You know, coming in, this is a tough conference. There's no days off in this conference, so you have to play well every night. And if you don't bring your best, it's tough to win.
Coach, this is a McDonald team that obviously went to state last year, lost a lot, but there's still talent on that roster. I know they've been kind of scuffling a little bit and lost their first couple games against the top teams in the conference. What do you see in them that causes trouble?
Well, they're shooting. They're very good at shooting. You can tell they spend a lot of time in the offseason doing that. Coach Schilling does a wonderful job with his whole program from top to bottom, the way they're disciplined and everything they do, and you can tell that they get along really well. You know, they move the ball well, they press well, everything they do is well. Coach Schilling has never had a bad team. You know, his teams are always really well prepared. So whoever sees them down the line, they're not going to want to see them.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to a good competitive game here tonight. We'll wish you and the Cardinals the best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Head Coach Scott Horn back after this with more of your Max pregame on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonnell Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Max pregame here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 103.1 FM, WOGO.com, and Max TV previewing McDonald Central against Thorpe. And these two teams already have met one time this year, Mark, and it was a game pretty much dominated by McDonald. A little tighter in the first half, but then outscored Thorpe 30-13 in the second.
Yeah, and I think, the McDonald seems to get a little bit better as the season goes on. You know, and again, they're fortunate that they get to play some of these teams twice, and some of them we owe them a little bit. And now, you know, Thorpe is probably feeling they owe us a little bit. So the McDonald boys are going to have to play a good game.
Again, McDonald did drop their first two games of the week, but against the conference leaders Fall Creek and Stanley Boyd, and did have a phenomenal first half against Fall Creek, but unfortunately saw that 17-point lead slip away. When you look at the last matchup, as McDonald won that one 53-28 on the road at Thorpe on December 9th, Joe Janis was 16 points, a perfect 7 of 7 from the field. He also had two steals, two blocks, and six rebounds in that game. Eddie Mittermeier had 13 points, two assists, three steals. He was 6 of 15 from the field, 1 of 7 from three-point range, so maybe not his most prolific shooting performance. But the last three times Eddie Mittermeier has played this Thorpe team, he's averaging 15 points per game in those last three contests.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's fun watching those guys shoot the ball out there. I mean, you got Eddie that can really nail the threes, and we know Aiden Misfeld can also do the same thing. So if those two guys get some open shots, get some open looks at threes, you know they're going to launch them up there, and they're pretty deadly from the outside.
Well, no one was in double figures for Thorpe in that game. Seven different players scored, led by Aiden Rosemeyer with seven, Ryan Rather with six, Wendell had five, and Tiemann had four. Previewing a little bit more of this matchup here, McDonald scoring just under 54 points per game and giving up almost 54.7 to be exact. Thorpe offense has been a little bit of a struggle in this 5-8 campaign, 34.2 points per game scored, giving up 45.6. Opponents are shooting 47% against Thorpe, 33% from the field. McDonald on the year, 48%. Pretty strong from the field, 32% from three-point range and 62% from the free throw line. Opponents also shooting about 11 free throws per game for those playing against Thorpe, and McDonald would like to get to the line more if possible, which leads us here to the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. The last time these two teams tangled, Mark Maloney, 17 steals for McDonald, but also they had 17 turnovers, forced 27, but they shot 5 of 13 from free throw, 2 of 14, just 14% from three-point range. You'd think that's a little bit better on your home floor.
Yes, I agree with you, Caleb. I think these guys are going to be able to come off. And again, having come off really two really tough games against Fall Creek and Stanley Boyd, these guys are probably raring to kick it up a notch tonight. So I think they're going to hopefully take care of the basketball and shoot the lights out.
The Lady Macs certainly did that last night, 68-31, as they thumped Thorpe to move their record to 12-2 on the year. And again, the last time these two teams met, McDonald shot 51% from the field, even with those struggles from the free throw line and three-point line. They had 14 assists in that game. Thorpe was held to 26% shooting from the field and just 1 of 15, 7% from downtown on their home floor. We'll step out and be back with your starting introductions and your tip-off. It's the Max and Thorpe here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Good to have you with us on WOGO.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Starting lineups being introduced for the visiting Thorpe Cardinals. Ryan Rather, he's a senior, 6 foot guard, number 2, 11.3 points per game. Aiden Rosemeyer, their leading scorer at 12 points per game. He's a 5 foot 10 junior guard, number 5. Logan Hansen, a sophomore, 5 foot 11 guard, wears number 10, 3 points per game. Denzel Sutton, 5 foot 9 guard, sophomore, wears number 20, 2.6 points per game. And Zachary Tiemann, the senior forward, number 33, 9.8 points per game. Scott Horn is the head coach of the Thorpe Cardinals. On the other side, for your McDonald's Central Max here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. They'll start Aiden Misfelt, the 5 foot 11 junior guard, number 1. We saw him with a phenomenal game against Fall Creek on Monday night. Aiden averages 6.1 points and 2.3 assists. Eddie Mittermeier, second leading scorer on the team, 5 foot 11 junior guard, number 3, 13.2 points per game. Second on the team in assists with 2.8. Grant Smisky, the freshman, the quarterback from the football team, 5 foot 11 freshman guard, number 5. Gets his first varsity start tonight. Cannon Huss, 6 foot 3 junior guard forward combo, number 33. He does it all. Leads the team in points, rebounds, and assists. 16.3 points per game, 6.6 rebounds, and 3.1 assists. And Joe Janis, the 6 foot 5 senior center, number 44, rounds out the starting five for head coach Adam Schilling. Joe second on the team in rebounds and averages 10.1 points per game. Third on the team for these McDonald Max, who are resplendent in their home white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering, the gold piping, gold accents on the shorts and tanks. Thorpe is clad in their red tops and bottoms, white numerals, white letters, jet black piping, as it will be Joe Janis jumping at midcourt against Zachary Tiemann. We don't have a height listed for Tiemann. He looks about 6'4".
Yeah, looks like he's pretty close to what Joe is.
We are underway. Good to have you with us as the back tap won by Janis, and Eddie Mittermeier will move left to right as we begin here on WOGO Sports. Janis, right wing, up top, Cannon Huss. Left wing, Aiden Misfelt slides it down to Janis. Janis slides inside Tiemann, nice, along the baseline, falling away from 5 feet. And Joe Janis scores more in the first 30 seconds than he did against Stanley Boyd on Tuesday night. That's got to feel good for Joe, a talented player. Got to groove back a little bit. Rosemeyer, far side of the floor, runs into a double team, taken away by Cannon Huss for a moment. Now the ball squirts out of the pack. And back to Thorpe's Rosemeyer. That was Rather, rather, who lost it. Sutton goes left side for Logan Hansen into the corner. Tiemann rises and fires for three, hits the side of the backboard, and Misfelt tracks down the rebound. Misfelt across the timeline, right wing. McDonald leading 2-0, 50 seconds gone by. Right side, Grant Smisky, the freshman. He's a good athlete. He's done some great work on the JV squad, and that's earned him the start here tonight.
Yes, he is a very good athlete.
Smisky,
smart
right
kid.
Wing. Rotate left side, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the left hand, driving baseline. He's bumped. A whistle is going to go against Logan Hansen, the sophomore. And first foul of the game on either side. Earlier we had you bring us the keys to the game. Mark Maloney brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And a nice early start for McDonald.
Yes. Again, just take care of the basketball here.
Left side, Aiden Misfelt, about 5 feet beyond the arc. Grant Smisky, left corner. Smisky puts on the floor with the right hand, drops it back to Cannon Huss. Huss driving down the lane, high off the glass, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Tiemann.
Good drive there by Cannon.
Tiemann across midcourt, stops. Goes right side with Aiden Rosemeyer. They rotate to Sutton, left wing. Flips back up top. On the right side, Aiden Rosemeyer holding against Smisky. Working around the perimeter, Rosemeyer drops it into the post. Falling away, Rather hits the back of the rim, going up strong with two hands for the rebound. Joe Janis, McDonald will run. Aiden Misfelt crosses over in the blink of an eye, skip out Cannon Huss. Huss at the left elbow, his pass is tipped. Joe Janis retrieves it, right back to Huss. Huss pulls up from 14, yes. 4-0 McDonald.
Cannon likes those little 10-footers there. He's not going to miss many of them.
Smooth shooter. Team in the backcourt is McDonald showing some full court pressure. And Denzel Sutton. Actually, no, we've got a whistle first. I thought maybe they got Sutton for steps, but it seemed to be away from the ball.
I don't know actually what the call was. It wasn't a foul. Did he call him for walking?
Maybe. Oh. If there's a steal up top, Rather takes it away from Cannon Huss and down the lane. First points for Thor Brian Rather. As we were trying to figure out that call, I think maybe it was steps, and I just missed the indication. Joe Janis up top, right of the wheel to Grant Smiski. Smiski skips it over to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, runner from 10 feet along the right baseline. No Cannon Huss fighting for the rebound. Held ball call. Possession will go to fourth.
So, correct call. They both had the ball, and the Thorpe kid brings Cannon over his back, and it's not a foul. It's a jump ball.
And McDonald kind of a run-and-jump press here. In the backcourt, Rather still in the backcourt, throws it back to Rosemeyer. He's going to have to hurry here, flips it across the timeline. The team into Sutton, open for three, left wing. That one well off the mark, rebound Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier pushes across the logo at midcourt and taps the brakes. Left side feed, Joe Janis just inside the arc. Janis pulls it down to the left block, and he hits all net from 5 feet.
Nice looking shot by Joe.
6-2, McDonald. Rosemeyer to Thiemann, right wing, right in front of the scorer's table, back to Rosemeyer straight on. Leaves it for Thiemann against Eddie Mittermeier, who has to reach really high up to deny that ball. Rosemeyer straight on for three, hits the front rim, rebound pulled down by Cannon Huss. Quick outlet to Aiden Misfelt, right wing. Back to Cannon, straight on. Huss crosses over. Down the lane, between three defenders, draws the foul as Thorpe collapsed on Cannon Huss, and the senior... Junior, will earn a trip to the line, sitting at 2 points, with McDonald holding a four-point advantage with 14:22 remaining here in the first half.
Zachary Thiemann gets that foul.
His first, team second. Cannon Huss' first free throw is perfect. He's shooting at a 78% clip from the foul line right now. Skelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterInc.com. Free throw missed, but Cannon Huss off the carom gets it back. Kick out to Misfelt. Misfelt for three. Back iron, no. Rebound to Joe Janis. Janis out to Smiski. Right side, Cannon Huss. Huss drops it down to Janis inside the right block. Janis turns and scores right over the top of Thiemann, and Joe Janis with six.
Tough move.
My apologies to Ryan Stelter, StelterIncorporated.com. Not Stelter Inc., StelterIncorporated.com. We appreciate their sponsorship. As a whistle and a foul is Denzel Sutton.
They go on eight. Oh, no, he put that on
Euro step, and that goes against Joe Janis. And his first, team's first. 9-2 McDonald, 13:53 remaining. Rather into Sutton, standing right on the left block, out to Thiemann, head fake, driving baseline, trying to skirt right along that baseline. Rather back to Sutton, right wing. Thiemann leaves into the corner, wide open, look for three, but missed badly by Rosemeyer. Quick outlet to Smiski. Smiski push ahead, Eddie Mittermeier. Whips it into Joe Janis. What a beautiful spin to the hoop and a blur. And Janis flips it up to the cup for two more. He has eight.
Great feed there by Eddie.
11-2 McDonald. Team in right side for Rosemeyer. Safely gets it across the timeline, but now a trap. Sutton's in trouble. He gets by Cannon Huss. Works left side for Thiemann. Thiemann driving baseline over the top of Joe Janis, and it counts in a foul. Janis backtracking a bit, and Thiemann is the only thing that can cool down Joe Janis right now. Foul trouble.
Yeah.
So he just picked up his second after scoring 8 points in the first 4 minutes and change of the game. Keegan Galvez will come in, number 22, the 6'4" junior forward, averaging 5.2 for Coach Schilling. 2.7 rebounds, 2 assists as well. Free throw miss, but the offensive rebound to Thorpe and a double dribble call.
Yeah, again, the hardest call in basketball is that double dribble call, and the ref saw something happen there.
McDonald's lead remains at 7, 11-4. 5 minutes gone by first half. Cannon Huss inside the left baseline on the post feed, a little bit too strong off the glass, teaming with the rebound. Jog it across midcourt. Picks up the dribble, goes to Rosemeyer at the high post, Rather. Back out for Thiemann, right wing. Denzel Sutton drops to the high post, and it's poked away into the arms of Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier just blows by everyone and soars to the rack for his first points. He just has an extra gear
he
in
does.
Transition. 13-4 McDonald. Sutton.
You know, he took that hard foul against Fall Creek on one of those breakaways, but he was ready for that one.
Seaman at the right elbow pulls up for a jumper that comes up short. Rebound to Misfelt. He'll outlet to Cannon Haas. Long feed to Jordan Secor in the corner. A little bit of a bobble and a steal by Thorpe's Logan Hansen. Secor, number 24, the 5'11 freshman guard. Looks like Carter Stelter will be coming in shortly as well. Follow-away jumper from 15 is good for Ryan Rather, left side of the lane. Rather has four, 13-6 McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier crosses over on Sutton, hangs in the air a little bit too short from the right block. Cannon Huss ties up Teeman, and that's going to send the basketball back to McDonald on the possession arrow. Carter Stelter in, number 20, the 5'11 junior guard. Cannon Huss will take a break with 11:45 remaining in the half. They'll stack along the right side of the lane.
Now the Thorpe is...
Thorpe's trying to inbound. It should be McDonald basketball.
It should be.
And now they're getting a switch. Teeman was just going to stand there until the officials told him to move. Dan Peckle and his crew are officials tonight. Eddie Mittermeier out to Aiden Misfeld. Good head fake down the lane. Hangs it a little bit short from 8 feet on the runner. Rebound out to Rosemeyer.
Just a tad short.
Rosemeyer to Teeman. Right in front of the McDonald bench. Cooper Mittermeier about to come back in. Teeman on the right wing. Shoots to the right corner. Back out to Teeman holding on the right. Now he'll take a couple dribbles and pull up from 25 feet. No. Rebound bats off the face of Rather and into the arms of McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier, right corner, finds Keegan Galvez cutting the hoop. Nice block, though, by Teeman. Denies the shot. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Cooper Mittermeier wears number zero. He's into the game. The freshman guard, 5'7". Turnover by McDonald underneath.
That was a shot there by Eddie. Came up a little short.
Lead is still 7, under 11 to play first half. Rather turns in the lane, and he misses everything. Rebound pulled down by Sakura. Stelter on the run at the left elbow, hits the brakes. Beautiful feed from Stelter to a wide-open Keegan Galvez low on the right.
Nobody saw Keegan standing down there, and Carter did have his eyes open and caught him wide open.
9-point lead for McDonald. Rather down the right side of the lane. Knocks out of bounds after missing the shot. Foul, actually loose ball foul, going to go against Thorpe.
Going to go against Logan Hansen.
That is his first, team's third. No, his second, excuse me. So two fouls on Hansen. He will stay out there for the time being. Two fouls on Joe Janis from McDonald, who's sitting on the bench after scoring 8 of McDonald's points. Secor right wing against Hansen. Gets a nice screen from Stelter. Stelter rolls to the cup. Nothing there right now. Back out to Mittermeier. To elder brother Eddie Mittermeier. Secor to Cooper Mittermeier. Right corner. Cooper working off a screen from Stelter. Maintaining a left-handed dribble. Now picks it up. Back out to Eddie near midcourt. Left side Jordan Secora. Secora puts on the floor with the right hand. Down the lane. Runner hangs it up short. Teeming with the rebound.
We're a little short on height out there right now.
Sutton in the left corner, straddling the three-point arc up top. Rosemeyer to Teeman, drops it into Rather. Rather along the right side of the lane, lost it for a moment. Now we have a whistle and a foul underneath.
And I think Carter Stelter lost his footing there and ended up falling.
It's the first on Stelter, the third on McDonald. Grant Smiski and Cannon Huss will come in. Carter Stelter with a break, as well as Eddie Mittermeier. 9:50 to play first half, 15-6 McDonald. You're on WOGO and Max TV. Teeman will inbound, shoots at the left corner. Rather's got a good look at a three, and he'll nail it. Ryan Rather with 7 points already. 15-9, McDonald's lead whittled down to 6. Smiski up top. Right at the wheel, left side Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier picks up the dribble. Has it taken away for a moment, then falling out of bounds. Nope, they'll say last touch by McDonald. Rosemeyer took it away, and it looked like maybe the ball hit the out-of-bounds line with Rosemeyer still touching it, but must have been off of Cooper.
Might have been a hit of that out-of-bounds line before the Thorpe kid hit it.
Rather out to Tiemann. Rosemeyer straight on to Denzel Sutton. He'll try and narrow the lead a little bit more with a three. Too strong. Rebound Cannon Huss. We'll flip it. No look to Galvez. Oh. Galvez going underneath the rim. Can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound Smisky. Works to Cooper. Mittermeier. Left corner three. Knocked out of bounds. Good block by Rosemeyer.
Cooper's just a little short out there. Took too long to get that one off.
Thorpe has Sean Hughes, the 6-foot senior forward in the game now as well, averaging 1 point per contest. Looks a little taller than 6 foot, to be honest. Inbounds to Jordan Sikora, left corner, picks up his dribble, leaves it for Grant Smisky. Smisky, the freshman, crosses over to Cannon Huss. Huss over the top of Tiemann, too strong. Tiemann with the rebound. Halfway through the first half, McDonald leads 15-9, but a bit of a scoring drought here. Send in a couple subs in a moment with Coach Adam Schilling. Tiemann rotates left side, Rosemeyer for three, that one too strong. Rebound Keegan Galvez, bats it to himself. McDonald will push across the timeline with Cannon Huss. Huss blows right by everybody, goes to the cup, but it won't fall down. Now Huss still fighting for it underneath. Oh my goodness, and Cannon Huss just got an absolute rock in the face from the elbow of Tiemann.
Right across
goodness
the chin.
Goodness gracious. Wow.
He's got a lay there a little bit.
Hard.
He took it right across the chin.
Look. Wow. 8:30 to play. We're going to take a quick 30-second break here on WOGO.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Parents, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for their whole lives. It starts at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Cannon Huss still on the floor near the far baseline after he took just a really strong elbow to the face. Now he's sitting up. And Huss missed the shot, was fighting for the rebound. Tiemann had it, and Tiemann just trying to clear some space with those elbows. Have to believe it was inadvertent, but it absolutely rocked Cannon right in the face. Unfortunately, we see him getting to his feet now, but I mean, just stunned, and I don't blame him a bit as he's going to walk to the sideline. A tough kid, and hopefully nothing beyond.
Yeah, hopefully it just kind of clear the stars there, and hopefully he's going to be okay.
And Cannon's still walking a little gingerly, too, and so.
Yeah, it's a little startling probably a little bit, and figure out where he's at. I'm sure he's going to be fine.
So 15-9 is our score right now. It'll also give us time to let you know that if there's a new home on your horizon, it's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of McDonald Basketball right here on WOGO Radio. We'll have a twin bill on Thursday and Friday for you next week. Starting off with these McDonald Max boys, a rematch against Fall Creek. The game that we had for you on Monday night, we'll travel with them to Fall Creek on Thursday night. And then next Friday, a week from tonight, a big one in the Western Clover Belt Conference girls basketball standings. Osseo Fairchild will come here to face the McDonald Lady Max, who are 12-2 and right now tied with Osseo Fairchild. Game still in between that contest, but right now tied with the Thunder for the conference lead.
They took a Osseo took a loss the other night.
To Kadat. And
opened, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Credit to Kadat and what Coach Huzga has done with that program. We saw Lauren Gadel, talented player for Kadat. She put up 30 and 4 3-pointers against Osseo Fairchild to knock off the Thunder. At Osseo, they were up to third in the state in Division Four, so that's a big win for that Kadat program.
It is. And like I said, she's a great shooter. Just had one of them really, really quick releases. And
we're back in action here as Thorpe down the lane with Sutton. Tries to Eurostep again and leaves it short with the left hand. Last touch by Rather and out of bounds to McDonald. McDonald now has on the floor Keegan Galvez, Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfelt, Grant Smiski, and Joe Janis. Joe is playing with those two fouls. Cannon Huss still being attended to.
Yeah, he got a cut on his forearm there on the inside of probably a fingernail or something caught him across the skin.
Skip into the left corner. Keegan Galvez down to Joe Janis, out to Grant Smiski. A little bit of a bobble, gets it back. Teddy Mittermeier snaps off a three, right corner, a little bit too strong.
Look good.
In the far side of the iron, but the inside of the iron there. Again, McDonald's been stuck on 15 for a bit. Team in right wing against Smiski. Rosemeyer rotates to Sutton. Sutton a bounce back up top. They'll feed the high post. That's Rather working against Janis. Joe's got to be careful here. Rather goes too strong from 6 feet. Rebound pulled down by Aiden Misfelt.
Good defense there.
Misfelt crosses over, spins into the lane, pulls up, 10-footer, nailed it. Oh, nice move there by Aiden Misfelt, working at warp speed. 17-9 McDonald.
His first 2 points of the game.
Now Rosemeyer, a low bounce. Rather, right side Tiemann. He'll rise for three. That one good. Zachary Tiemann has 5 of his team's 12. The McDonald lead is 5, 17-12. As we traverse under 7 minutes to play here, first half. At the left elbow, Smiski backtracking. Now puts it on the floor. Goes between a couple defenders up and in. Grant Smiski scores.
Again, he's a good athlete, good shooter, and he's a strong kid.
Getting his first varsity start tonight, Grant Smiski. Rather down the lane, over the top of Joe Janis, who changed that shot and gets the rebound. Push ahead to Smiski. Smiski, hesitation, dribble. He's bumped, throws it up. He'll earn a trip to the line.
Tried to get the end one out of it, but.
Well, Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots.
Oh, there we go.
Insured by NCUA. Now, that was not a shooting foul, they say, on
No, it wasn't. I think he did get bumped, and he tried to get that shot off, but now Joe Janis gets the and one.
So Janis takes the inbounds pass up and scores. He has 10, and now the and one opportunity. Apologize for missing the action there. Free throw 10 for Joe. Nailed it. Just shooting 52% from the foul line, Joe Janis, but that one looked good. It's 22-12 McDonald.
Full
timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds. Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. for more information.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. McDonald has opened up a 10-point lead, 22-12. Keegan Galvez going for the steal out of the timeout here. Ryan Rather left open for three, right corner, hangs it up short. Tiemann had the rebound for a moment. Grant Smiski fights him away, but is out of bounds trying to save it. Malachi Zuckerman coming into the game. The 6'4" junior center, number 53. He's a big hand from the crowd. I think I saw on Twitter that he's going to get a visit to UW-Eau Claire for football.
Yeah, and I think also Augustana.
Yes. Tiemann for his second three in a row. That one an air ball from the right wing. 22-12 McDonald's, 6-10. Left to play in the first half. On the floor for the Max, Keegan Galvez, Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfeld, Malachi Zuckerman, and Grant Smisky.
Again, an opportunity for Coach Schilling to give some kids some playing time.
Mittermeier splits two defenders, but Tiemann got a piece of it.
Almost pushed it back in.
Finger roll by Eddie probably would have been good. Tiemann's done a nice job patrolling the low paint. Rosemeyer left elbow jumper off the mark. Team an offensive rebound, puts it up over the top of Zuckerman, misses it, and Keegan Galvez goes high for the board. Aiden Misfeld on the run. Misfeld left side, Mittermeier to Grant Smisky against Rather. Driving baseline, pulls it back out to Mittermeier left wing. 22-12 McDonald under 5.5 to play. Nice high-low feet. Keegan Galvez going to the hoop, and Mittermeier finds him from way out beyond the three-point line.
If they had some kind of hops there, that would have been a nice alley-oop.
24-12 reminds me a little bit of that play they used to run for Kyle Cody.
Yes.
Right side, Rather, high catch and tiptoed on the line, out of bounds. Possession goes back to McDonald, and Cannon Huss is going to come back into this game. Good to see. Malachi Zuckerman gets a little high five from Cannon Huss. It's hard to keep a competitor like him out of the action long. So good to see that he's like just wrapped up a little bit on that left arm from wherever the cut was. Right side, Aiden Misfeld. Working off a screen from Huss. Huss rolls to the hoop. Misfeld goes to Mittermeier. Finds Huss underneath. Oh. Huss goes up strong. Fouled. Will earn a trip to the line. 4:58 to go. 24-12. McDonald has doubled up on the Thorpe Cardinals.
That's a second foul on Tiemann.
See if he stays in for the final 4:58 or not. First free throw for Gannon Huss is good. He is 2 for 3 at the foul line, 4 points. Aiden Misfeld out. Jordan Sikora back in. Huss second attempt in the year. That one a little bit long. 2 for 4 from the foul line here tonight for Cannon. 25-12 McDonald. Rosemeyer crosses the timeline with 4:51. Leaves it for Sutton. Trapped right wing. Sutton spinning. Bounces back to Rosemeyer straight on between the circles. Use for Sutton. Sutton throws it away. Cannon Huss takes away the entry pass from the high post. Eddie Mittermeier far side of the floor. Beautiful look to Keegan Galvez and Tiemann. Again, is a force down low.
He is. He's blocks got some long shot. Arms there. And swatted. I think that's what his third block.
Two of the blocks, two at the elbows. Keegan Galvez triggers into Jordan Sikora. Standing on the three-point line to Eddie Mittermeier, right in the circle for three. There it is.
Perfect.
McDonald's first hit from long range here tonight comes from Eddie Mittermeier. He has 5, and the lead is now 16 for the Max. Rosemeyer, a bounce to Tiemann, playing with those two fouls. Right side feed poked away into his own bench from Eddie Mittermeier as he stole the pass away for a moment. Sutton will inbound, throws into the backcourt to Rosemeyer. Team in left wing against Keegan Galvez. He's using that length.
Yeah, there, he took it away.
Galvez now took it away from Rosemeyer. Lost the handle for a moment. Finds Cannon Huss, though, down
there
the lane.
Go.
Layup good.
Timeout, Thorpe, and that shows that Cannon's ready to go.
Half a minute. We're back here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Max Basketball.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Under 4 minutes to play first half, McDonald has opened up an 18-point lead on the visitors, 30-12. Thorpe with the basketball. Rosemeyer right wing, trapped immediately, threw it away again. Galvez with a steal, back and bounce to Mittermeier to Cannon Huss down the left side of the lane. High dribble, they're going to get him for a carry. McDonald almost had another transition bucket. Berry Global Innovators of Plastic has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Rather splits a couple defenders, then lost it on the way to the hoop. McDonald, a save by Smisky to Sikora along the baseline. Good work on his knees there by Grant Smisky. Now down the lane, drawing the foul. Cannon Huss as he went over the top of Aiden Rosemeyer, and Rosemeyer fouled him. That's the seventh whistle against Thorpe, but a shooting foul here for Cannon Huss. And that's the second on Rosemeyer. Yep. So a couple of the starters for Thorpe now with two fouls apiece. Cannon 2 for 4 from the foul line. This one looks good. Perfect. Cannon Huss shooting 78% from the charity stripe on the season. This is his sixth attempt tonight. And that one rims out. So 50% each trip to the line tonight for Cannon. 31-12, McDonald. Rosemeyer to Sutton, right corner. Sutton trapped, drops it down low along the left block. Double there by Cannon Huss and Grant Smisky. Force feed inside to Tiemann. Tiemann found a good position in there between Huss and Sikora. And goes up and scores from low on the right. 31-14. Smisky to Huss. Huss open look at a three, left corner. No. Rebound pulled down by Rosemeyer.
Good shot. Good looks.
Sutton holding high on the right. Goes between a couple defenders. Backtracks to Rosemeyer. Left side, Tiemann. Tiemann face-to-face with Jordan Sikora. Bounce back up to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer on the right wing. Ryan Rather. Left side back to Tiemann. He'll step back for a three. That one hits the inside of the rim, and Jordan Sikora with the rebound. Sikora pushes right wing back to Cannon Huss. Huss, with a head of steam, lost it on the way to the hoop.
I don't know if anybody knocked it out of his hand, or if he just took off a little too quick.
2:14 and counting, first half, 31-14. McDonald with the lead. Rather splitting a couple defenders. Flips one up, won't go down, but did draw the foul. It may go against Grant Smisky.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Well, Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw. Rims in. Ryan Rather. Now has 8 points, a team high. Smisky out, Mittermeier out, Aiden Misfeld, and Cooper Mittermeyer into the game for Coach Schilling. Donald holding a 31-15 advantage with 2:07 to play. Second free throw, that one too short. Rebound fought for and won by Thorpe. Tiemann batted that one out. Tiemann right corner against Cannon Huss, driving baseline, and he stepped on that baseline. Possession going back to the max.
I saw that one from up here. Just took a long step and hit the out of bounds.
White shoes on a black baseline stand out. Keegan Galvez just inside the arc, flips to Cooper Mittermeier. Matched up against Tiemann, there's a pretty big height differential there.
Yes.
Cooper at 5'7", and Tiemann, we're guessing, about 6'4", maybe 6'5". Cooper Mittermeier looking to the post. Nothing there right now. Back out to Keegan Galvez. Jordan Sikora, the freshman, rotates left side, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld just outside the lane. Pulls up. Back to Cooper Mittermeier. Aiden Misfeld. Shoots a pass to Jordan Sikora. Wheels out to Keegan Galvez. Back to Misfeld. Big head fake. Jab step. One dribble. Keegan Galvez right wing. Feeds Cannon Huss. Pass batted away. Jordan Sikora retrieves. Galvez works into the left corner. Aiden Misfeld via Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Jordan Sikora. Sikora head fake to Keegan Galvez. Twisting out to Aiden Misfeld. Passes up the corner. Three for now. Drops to Cannon Huss. Just outside the left block. Huss batting his way into the lane. Bumped a little bit.
Short.
Hung it up short.
He's battling in there. He wants the ball in the middle.
Under a minute to play. Tiemann to Denzel Sutton, left wing. 31-15, McDonald, our score remains. Maxer in the bonus. Should a foul occur in the final 45 seconds here. Rather backing down Sikora. Powers one up. Too strong. Draws the foul. It'll be the fifth on McDonald.
Going on, Cooper.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. The first foul against Cooper Mittermeier, team's fifth. Two of the blocks, two in the corner. Slip out to Rosemeyer from Rather. 42 seconds left. Rosemeyer at the right elbow. High pass. Rather, good catch. Blocked on the way up. They'll get a foul either Misfeld or Galvez.
I think Galvez.
And a sandwiched in there.
Yep.
Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today. Serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Rather's free throw is good. He's 2 for 3 from the stripe tonight. Eddie Mittermeier comes in for Jordan Sikora. McDonald's committed 6 fouls now. That one was on Keegan Galvez, his first. And they're trying to go 2 for 2 this trip. And he will not. Short, Cannon Huss with a rebound. 31-16, McDonald. Huss across the timeline with half a minute to play in the first half. Good screen. Manny Mittermeier, Huss driving baseline. Runner
nice.
Off the glass and kisses it in. That was a tough angle
for
Cannon Huss.
For kissing it off the glass, that was tough to do.
Flirting with double digits, he has 9. 33-16, McDonald. 13 seconds to play. Sutton right wing against Cooper Mittermeier. Gets it back up top to Tiemann. By Keegan Galvez to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer on the drive, swatted away by McDonald to Galvez. Galvez right side of the lane, pulls up at the buzzer and can't get it to fall. I don't think he quite got the shot off, but a strong first half for McDonald. They lead 33-16 at the break. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has 2 full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Wogo Sports also on Max TV tonight. 33-16. McDonald has the halftime lead over the visiting Thorpe Cardinals in a game between the 5th and 6th place teams in the Western Clover Belt. We'll get your halftime highlights and leading scores in just a moment, but first, a well-played first half for McDonald in a lot of different facets.
Yes, and it's really, really good to see some young kids out there playing, and he's doing a good job of mixing it in there with some of the experienced players, so they're all getting a chance to get out there and run. And again, they're playing some really good defense. Thorpe's really struggling again offensively to get the ball in the middle, and the Macs are just playing a really, really good defense there and transition. I'm kind of taken with this ball shooting going on here, Caleb, but somebody had shot earlier for the half court.
That one was online, but it was just short.
Yeah, so just short.
Well, Thorpe has had two players score tonight, and that's all. Nice game to Ryan Rather and Zachary Tiemann. 9 for Rather. Tiemann's had 7, and he's been a force on the defensive end. But again, the only two players who have scored so far for Thorpe, and they do have two players with 2 fouls as well. The other side for McDonald, already 6 different players have scored, led by Joe Janis, only player tonight so far in double digits with 11. Cannon Huss close behind with 9. 5 for Eddie Mittermeier, 4 for Keegan Galvez, 2 apiece for Aiden Misfeldt and Grant Smisky. And as you mentioned, a lot of different players have seen the floor already for McDonald.
Yes, and again, I'm a little biased towards Grant Smisky there. He was my quarterback when I had him in 8th grade. And he's just an all-around good kid to begin with, but he's a smart kid, he's an athletic kid, and again, he's just a little bit bigger than some of them other freshmen that are out there as far as muscle-wise and filling out a little bit, so it's nice to see him out there, and just watching him, he just seems to have that little bit of confidence in him, so this is going to give him a lot of experience as a freshman.
Well, let's hear some of the first half highlights. It sounded like this here on WOGO. Rosemeyer, quick outlet to Smisky. Smisky, push ahead, Eddie Mittermeier. Whips it into Joe Janis. What a beautiful spin to the hoop and a blur. And Janis flips it up to the cup for 2 more. He has 8.
Great feed there.
Everything. Rebound pulled down by Sikora. Stelter on the run at the left elbow. Hits the brakes. Beautiful feed from Stelter to a wide open Keegan Galvez low on the right.
Nobody saw Keegan standing down there. And Carter did have his eyes open and caught him wide open.
Against Janis. Joe's got to be careful here. Rather goes too strong from 6 feet. Rebound pulled down by Aiden Misfeldt.
Good defense there.
Misfeldt crosses over, spins into the lane, pulls up, 10-footer, nailed it. Oh, nice move there by Aiden Misfeldt. Two at the blocks, 2 at the elbows. Keegan Galvez triggers into Jordan Sikora. Standing on the three-point line to Eddie Mittermeier, right in the circle for 3. There it is.
Perfect.
McDonald's first hit from long range here tonight comes from Eddie Mittermeier. He has 5, and the lead is now 16. And McDonald leads 33-16 here at the break on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO, and let them know you appreciate their support of Chi High and McDonald Athletics. We're back in 1 minute with our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs at you in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Before the second half action resumes, it is time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please, as always, take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we'll start at the top of the list here with our son, Glenn Maloney, and our daughter-in-law, Linda, and our granddaughter, Rosalie, out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey in the Air Force. Alex Maloney, our young son, is down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kubishik is out at Holloman Air Force Base. And the last I told you, Caleb, that Jory was getting ready to take a ride in the F-16, and he did. He took a two-hour ride in the F-16, and I talked to his dad, and his dad said it was just awesome. They did a lot of maneuvers, and it was cool to see. And then we got Kyle and Nicole Leadholm out at Dover Air Force Base, Maryland. And then Nicole's getting ready to do a 12-month tour over in Korea, so Kyle's going to be Mr. Mom, and still he's in the Air Force also. Greg Hovland is at Scott Air Force Base. He is currently over in Kenya, Africa. Jacob Klukas is at Las Vegas out at Nellis. Sarah Pass and Bovey's with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. We talked about Corey Hebert, Major Corey Hebert, getting ready to retire here in June after 22 years in the Marine Corps. Kristen Levesser Davis is in the Air Force Reserve at Charleston, South Carolina. Her and her husband, Travis, were home, still home. I think they were supposed to go back and do a drill this weekend, but they got some ice coming up, and so she's going to stick around here for a little bit longer. Carter Billen, we caught up with him. He is at Fairchild Air Force Base, and also Chuck Gardo in the Marine Corps is in Hawaii. Just did a 8-month rotation to Japan and Korea, and is getting ready to head back to Japan for another 6-month rotation coming up. So, again, our list is fairly growing here, and I have a hard time getting through everybody, but I'm going to have to start at the bottom next time so we can get some of these names all mentioned. So
here we go. And we'd love to add more.
Yes, we would. I really would. And I'm constantly on the search out there for some new names to add to this list because I'm a military guy, and I really want to recognize these guys. And I know Wogel was a fantastic backer of the military. So, again, thank you for letting me do this. And to all our Air Force out there and military people in all the branches, please be safe and have a great 2022.
Thank you for all that you do so we can enjoy nights like this safe at home. A quick miss on the opening possession for Thorpe. Logan Hansen had a nice run down the lane. He came up too strong from 10 feet out. 33-16 McDonald, Eddie Mittermeier, Grant Smisky, Aiden Misfelt, Joe Janis, and Buchanan Huss on the floor for Adam Schilling, original starting five. Eddie Mittermeier, left corner, snaps off a three. Oh. Looks good, is good.
Nothing but that.
Oh, a nice set play there to get Eddie Mittermeier loose. He has eight and two hits from downtown. 20-point lead for McDonald, 36-16. It's a good way to start the second half. Tiemann will try to answer from right of the circle. Too strong, hits the back of the bracket. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Hansen was there, and it's going to McDonald. Well, Culver's of Lake Hallery is hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Hallery. Eddie Mittermeier right corner against Denzel Sutton. Joe Janis just hit the deck, gets back up. Grant Smisky down the lane, pops it back to Buchanan Huss. He'll try a three, same spot as Eddie, same result. Left corner pocket three.
Nice shooting.
12 points for Cannon Huss, and now he steals a pass on the left wing. Huss down the lane, flips it up with the right hand, will earn a trip to the line. 16:44 remaining for McDonald's Buchanan Huss. He's 3 of 6 from the foul line here tonight, a little below his season average of 78%.
Tiemann
first free throw is good. And that's the third. Yeah,
yeah,
Zachary Tiemann.
Third. They got one up there, but don't think that's right.
Huss with four quick points. Give him 12 for the game. And this time the second free throw rattles in off the front of the rim. Buchanan Huss with 14 points, a game high. It's 41-16 McDonald. Ryan Rather, high dribble left side, bumps into Eddie Mittermeier, kisses it off the glass for two. Rather now into double digits with 11 for Thorpe to lead the way. 41-18 the max. Right side, Grant Smisky. Smisky crosses over and his man gets right by him, dumps it off to Joe Janis, left walk out to Aiden Misfelt, left wing. Misfelt maintaining the dribble, now picks it up. Shoots at Eddie Mittermeier, left corner. He'll try another corner three left side. No, Buchanan Huss. Offensive rebound. Huss back out to Grant Smisky. Big head fake. Couple dribbles. Into the left corner, Eddie Mittermeier. Finds Buchanan Huss. Over the top of Tiemann and scores. That's a smart move by Buchanan Huss, knowing that Tiemann has three fouls and is left out there. So there's not a lot he can do other than just go straight up and hope for a miss. Team in the flip to Rosemeyer, over the shoulder catch across the timeline, and a push on McDonald. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. 43-18 McDonald, 25-point lead. Hansen has his pass batted out of the gym, literally, by Cannon Huss, who helpfully goes outside the doors to retrieve it. 15-23 on the clock, 43-18 the max. Rather will inbound from the corner along the baseline. Out to Rosemeyer. He'll try a set shot three and hit it.
Yep, a quick one.
So that is the third player for Thorpe to score first bucket of the night for Aiden Rosemeyer, the junior. 43-21 McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier, head fake, baseline drive, no. Offensive rebound pulled down by Mittermeier, and he'll flip it out to Buchanan Huss, but that's going to be an over-than-back violation. Huss valiantly tries to save it back into the forecourt.
Yeah, Eddie didn't have nothing else he could do with that. He was pretty much trapped down there.
15-03, almost 3 minutes gone by here in the second half. Aiden Misfelt riding Aiden Rosemeyer. Aiden V8 in there. Rosemeyer picks the dribble, hands off to Tiemann, playing with those three fouls. Joey Janis right in his face. And a steal by Grant Smisky. Smisky right in front of Sutton. Down the lane, scores. Coast to coast, Grant Smisky with four.
And again, he's so confident with the basketball.
45-21 McDonald. Tiemann loses the pass for a moment, retrieves it near the logo. Right side, Rather against Cannon Huss. Shoots a pass into Hansen. Hansen in the lane. Runs one up with the right hand, and that hits the back of the rim and falls through for Logan Hansen, the sophomore, his first score, 45-23 McDonald. Aiden Misfelt. Grant Smisky matched up against Rather. Smisky right side for Misfelt. Crosses over on Rosemeyer. Pass tipped. Smisky retrieves. Left wing. Finds an open path to the lane. Gets inside of Tiemann. A little bit short on the layup. Ball knocked away and staying with McDonald, I believe.
Yep.
14:02 to play in the second half. Buchanan Huss will trigger from the baseline. Two of the blocks through the elbows to Aiden Misfelt. Grant Smisky rotates Eddie Mittermeier off a little bit of a tip. Mittermeier retrieves it near midcourt. Eddie back to Buchanan Huss. Huss right wing against Denzel Sutton. Feeds it down to Joe Janis, who lost the handle on it and stolen away by Aiden Rosemeyer. Now Rosemeyer almost gives it back, but Aiden Misfelt and Eddie Mittermeier kind of karate chopped in there, and one of them got it on the arm. That may just be it's the second on Aiden Misfelt and the team's second foul. Just one whistle so far here against Thorpe in the second half. Flip to Rather in the backcourt. Rather down the left side of the lane scores. Got away from Cannon Huss there. So still an intrepid game for Ryan Rather. Second leading scorer for this Thorpe team. 45-25 McDonald. Grant Smisky rotates left side Aiden Misfelt outside the arc. Misfelt couple dribbles with the right hand. Flips back to Grant, the freshman. Smisky against Rather. Crosses over on him. Smisky down the lane to Joe Janis. 15-foot baseline jumper. Sweet. Beautiful first bucket shot for Joe in the second half. He has 13. A nice find by Smiski, who steals the pass away. Cannon Huss retrieves it near his own bench. Now Denny Mittermeier, wide open for three. Left side, all around and in. That was sparked by Grant Smiski knocking a pass away, and Buchanan Huss able to save it on tiptoes in front of his own bench and then flip it over. Now Huss with another steal. Huss down the left side of the lane. Wrap around, bounce pass, Aiden Misfeld. A little bit short from low on the right.
Nice pass by Buchanan.
Tiemann with the rebound. Now Eddie wants to get it back from Tiemann. Across midcourt, hands off to Rosemeyer right side. Rosemeyer over two defenders, way too strong off the window. Rather offensive rebound, ripped away, tie up underneath. Yep. Joe Janis tied him up.
Grab an arm.
Oh, they got the foul on Joe, so that'll be his third. And the team's third. McDonald again has doubled up on Thorpe, 50-25. A couple subs coming in for Coach Schilling in a moment. 12 and a half to play. This is a shooting foul, short on the first for Rather. A bit of a mixed bag in terms of results from the free throw line for Ryan Rather. Joe Janis will take a seat, as will Aiden Misfeld, Keegan Galvez, and Jordan Sikora back out there for the Max. Second attempt for the senior, Ryan Rather. Sitting on 13 points, giving 14 on the night. 50-26, McDonald leads by 24 here on their home floor. Trying to get back above 500 in conference play. Grant Smiski, as Rather went for the steal, Smiski pulls it up outside the lane. Back to Eddie Mittermeier on the left. Mittermeier crosses over, goes between his legs, showing off the handles here against Sutton. He'll work around the perimeter. Cannon Huss against Hansen, driving baseline, doubled out to Jordan Sikora, feeds Galvez, kick out Cannon Huss right corner. Huss again against Hansen, doubled, bounces back to Jordan Sikora, the freshman. Grant Smiski, fellow freshman, straight on left side. Eddie Mittermeier, show and go, driving baseline, takes a little contact, high pass, and almost threw it to Adam Schilling as it just got away from Buchanan Huss, who again has to go outside the gym to retrieve a basketball as it started dribbling out toward the hallway. Good idea there by Eddie Mittermeier, just tough angle to make that pass. It was a little high.
Threw it all the way across the baseline behind the basket.
Tiemann throws to Rather in the backcourt, tipped by Galvez. Now Tiemann straddling midcourt, has it knocked away from him. It'll stay with Thorpe. Cannon Huss and fouling things up there.
Well, I thought he was going to pick up a foul there, but
Huss and company just making it so difficult for Thorpe right now. Oh. And a throwaway by Thorpe, unless, no, it wasn't tipped by McDonald.
Good defense there.
Again, when I say fouling up in terms of frustrating this Thorpe offense, not committing fouls, but starting the pressure at about three-quarter court. And Thorpe, several of the players have looked like they just want to get rid of the basketball. Keegan Galvez along the baseline lost it on the feed from Eddie Mittermeier, who is moving very quickly. And the teams will trade turnovers. Inbounds to Rosemeyer. Galvez right on top of him. Tiemann throws to Sutton. Knocked away by McDonald. Cannon Huss is asking for the ball to go to the Max, but
refs are asking
will
each
confer.
Other. I think they're just 30-second timeout.
Timeout taken. We'll be back in half a minute as well. This is Max Basketball on WilGo Sports.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back inside Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium. McDonald Central High School with 11:20 to go in the game. McDonald leads 50-26. You're over the Thorpe Cardinals. Thorpe will inbound. Tiemann throws into the backcourt. Denzel Sutton. Jaden Rosemeyer left wing. Rosemeyer holding against Sikora. Drops down the left block. Kicks it back out. Rosemeyer for his second three of the half. No. Cannon Huss can't get the rebound. And he will foul Sutton hard. underneath. Sutton doing some good work, only standing 5'9", but the junior guard, or sophomore guard rather, will earn a trip to the foul line. That is just the first foul against Cannon Huss, yeah. Team's fourth. Sutton good on the first free throw. So after just two players scored for Thorpe in the first half, now five in the scorebook. Stewart out, Hughes in for Thorpe. Second free throw is good for Denzel Sutton, so he's got 2 points on the night. 50-28 McDonald. Mittermeier across the logo, left side to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper, the freshman, crosses over against Hughes up top, leaves for Jordan Sikora. Right side feed, Eddie Mittermeier, working off a screen from Cannon Huss. Eddie pulls up for three, oh. Nailed it.
they doubled back on Cannon Huss and left Eddie wide open, and he's dangerous.
33 threes on the year now for Eddie Mittermeier. Rather to answer with a three, and that's an air ball from the right corner. Guess who? Eddie Mittermeier with the rebound. Quick outlet near midcourt. Cannon Huss. Huss just inside the arc, right wing, backing down on Hughes. Fall away jumper. Oh, my goodness. Nothing but net from 16 feet. Spinning and falling away. Cannon Huss is 18.
That was a nice looking shot.
Pass almost thrown away by Thorpe. And it was. No one tipped it for McDonald. Joe Janis will come back in. Playing with those three fouls. Had a brief break. Cannon Huss will take a breather with 10-11 to play. 55-28 the max. Keegan Galvez will inbound from right in front of that Thorpe bench. And only four players on the Thorpe bench. Again, not incredibly deep in terms of availability tonight. Cooper Mittermeier stumbles, lost it up top. Now he gets tied up by Tiemann. Good job there by Cooper to retain possession for McDonald on the jump ball. As again, he just lost his footing, but battled gamely with his senior Zachary Tiemann. Keegan Galvez will inbound.
Tiemann helps Cooper up too off the, after that battle down there. Cooper kind of just lost his footing. Still battled after it.
Jordan Sikora against Rather right wing. Wants Cannon Hutt, or wants Janis rather in the post. Janis gets it, goes over the top of two defenders, but just a little bit too strong off the window and hit the front of the iron and bounced out. Team in right side, Rosemeyer. Aiden Rosemeyer, a bounce to Sutton in the right corner. Sutton back to Rosemeyer, tipped away by the very active hands of Keegan Galvez. Keegan has scored four tonight, but his defense has been very strong, rebounding as well. Team in left side for Ryan Rather. Rather forcing his way into the paint, puts the shoulder down, hits the back of the rim, misses it, and Joe Janis with the rebound. Eddie Mittermeier straight on, crosses over, lost the handle, gets it back into the scorer's table, flips to Jordan Sikora, the freshman left corner, Cooper Mittermeier back to Sikora left wing. Janis calling for the ball in the post, working across the paint, block to block. Left side, Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora, almost halfway through the second half. Sikora back out to Janis. Work around the perimeter. Galvez to Cooper Mittermeier right in front of his own bench in the right corner. Jordan Sikora right wing. McDonald being patient on offense. Left side, Keegan Galvez against Denzel Sutton. Galvez into the court, into the lane rather. Bumps Cooper. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. 4-3 pops in and out. Galvez offensive rebound goes up strong. Hits the deck. No whistle. Rebound to Thorpe.
Good hustle by the Mac boys out there.
Sutton goes by Galvez, pulls up at the foul line, out to Rosemeyer, 4-3 left wide open, and he's not going to miss a lot of those.
No, he's not. He's got a good three. So.
Aiden Rosemeyer with six, all from beyond the arc. 55-31 McDonald, still up 24. 8-20 and counting. Subs coming in for Coach Schilling in a moment. Joe Janis doubled in the paint, has it stolen and taken away from him by Thorpe. Jump ball called, possession to the Cardinals. It's at least a double team, if not a triple team on Joe Janis there. Both Mittermeier boys out. Jordan Sikora as well as Grant Smisky and Aiden Misfelt back in along with Buchanan Haas. Joe Janis and Keegan Galvez remain on the floor for Coach Schilling. Tiemann to Rosemeyer. Low bounce near midcourt. Sutton back to Rosemeyer. Crosses the timeline. 8:05 and counting. Rosemeyer throws into the post. That's Hughes. Oh. Hughes gathers. That looked like a double dribble.
I'm telling you, the hardest ball
right
to make.
Corner. He hits all air and knocked out of bounds to the max.
So again, the ref's looking right at it, and they just, in their mind, they're saying, did he really do that?
It's hard to make that call in a split second. Grant Smiski, the freshman, with his first varsity start tonight, playing well. A little bit of a reach in by Rather. We'll give him some contact there. Galvez along the baseline. Nice bounce feed along the baseline. Joe Janis had his shot blocked on the way up, but gets it back. And Joe, fighting for it hard in the paint, will earn a foul. Not a shooting foul on the ground, but that'll be the second whistle against Thorpe here in the second half.
Ryan Rather's first foul.
So he's played a clean game. They'll stack along the right side of the lane. Inbounds to Aiden Misfeld in the right corner. Misfeld goes by everyone, soars to the rack, teardrop from 4 feet.
Right by everybody. They just left them.
Now a steal attempt by Keegan Galvez on the inbound as they trapped Aiden Rosemeyer. And they'll say Galvez went across the arm. Eddie Mittermeier will come in here with 7:19 to play, and Galvez picked up his second foul. He'll sit. 26-point lead for McDonald, 57-31. Again, full court man-to-man pressure right now. Inbounds, Aiden Misfeld lunges for it, doesn't quite take it away from Rosemeyer. He'll flip back to Tiemann. Tiemann, a couple cautious dribbles, goes between his legs, crosses the timeline with a shoulder down. A reach-in foul going to be called against whom for McDonald?
Called it on Eddie.
That's just the first on Eddie Mittermeier. Sutton holding. Grant Smiski dancing in front of him. A little bit of a bobble, but Rather takes it right near midcourt on the catch. Now picks up the dribble, working the pivot foot back to Tiemann. High on the left side. Tiemann puts on the floor with the right hand.
Offensive
and an
foul.
Offensive foul. A little bit of push off. And Mittermeier gets that one right back for McDonald.
Good
call. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. That's lakeland.edu. Under 7 to play here for McDonald, leading 57-31, trying to win their fifth conference game of the season. No fouls left to give for McDonald. Cannon Huss down the lane. Teardrop with the right hand, no. Offensive rebound attempt for McDonald. Actually, Thorpe knocks it out of bounds, or stepped on the end line, more specifically. So McDonald will retain possession.
I think the Thorpe coaches over there, they got two fouls on Tiemann, and I got four. And I think they're showing two on the scoreboard, and I think even their bookkeeper's going, he's got four. So the coach didn't know whether to take him out or not, but knowing that he has four, he's got to take him home.
Take a brief break, and that opens things up a little bit in the paint for McDonald offensively. And nice. Aiden Misfeld takes the inbounds pass and goes right to the rack and scores. An inbounds feed there, and Aiden crashing right to the hoop. 59-31, McDonald. Rosemeyer down the lane to answer. No, gets his own rebound. Now a tie-up with Aiden Misfeld. Possession will go to the max.
Good. Aiden's a good fighter in there. Gets a lot of rebounds for as small as he is, but he's a physical player also.
6:22 and counting. 59-31 McDonald. Cannon Huss with a game-high 18. Long cross-court skip. Eddie Mittermeier, two-handed catch. Smiski rotates. Aiden Misfeld left of the circle. Grant Smiski back to Eddie Mittermeier, going by his man. Tries the reverse, no offensive rebound. Joe Janis, and he's a little bit too strong from inside the left block.
Yeah, Joe didn't quite know if he was going to hit that one off the glass or not.
Ryan Rather with Cannon Huss right in his face. Huss knocks the pass out of bounds. It'll stay with Thorpe. Rather telling Sutton, you need to give me a better angle to throw it to you. Rather will inbound. The senior goes to Hughes, right corner. A little give and go. Skips away from Rather, and Aiden Misfeld hobbles up the loose change. Misfeld to Buchanan Huss. Flips Eddie Mittermeier wide open, all alone for three.
Yeah.
You cannot do that.
Nope. That's just book it.
Eddie Mittermeier, his fourth triple of the night. Give him 14 points. Hughes in the lane, doubled, out to Rather. Rather to answer for three, comes up short. Boxed out by Buchanan Huss, tipped away by Rather, out of bounds. He'll go to McDonald either way. 62-31 once again. The Max have doubled up on Thorpe. Joe Janis takes a break as Keegan Galvez back in for Coach Schilling. Abby Mittermeier jogs across midcourt, right side feed in the corner. Aiden Misfelt goes right by Rosemeyer off the glass. No, rebound batted around and into Rosemeyer's arms. Galvez and Misfelt both touched it for a moment for McDonald. Rosemeyer left side, lost the handle, gets it back, picked up the dribble. Aiden Misfelt knocks it away. Rosemeyer now has the dribbling privileges once again. High dribble, left side, flips it out to Rather. Rather down the lane, runner, back rim, rebound, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, long push ahead, Keegan Galvez down the lane. Can't get it to fall from low on the left. Galvez reestablishes himself in bounds, gets the ball back. Flip out to Galvez. Nice feed down low from Buchanan Huss to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt up and in for two. I think that was a no-look dish.
That was a great pass.
Eight for Misfelt. Now Sutton stumbling along the baseline, slipped a moment. Too strong. Rebound to Aiden Misfelt, who's done a great job on the glass tonight. Left side, Grant Smiski. Smiski all alone to the hoop. No offensive rebound. Misfelt puts back. No. And the rebound pulled down by Hughes, and Smiski still hassling him there. Rather finally takes it, but he picks up the dribble back to Hughes, and Hughes flips it over to Rosemeyer and says, find me a ball handler. Three subs coming in for Thorpe in just a moment, including Tiemann. At the foul line, Rosemeyer out to Hughes. He'll try a 12-footer. Rebound to Eddie Mittermeier. That one's too long. Mittermeier pushes ahead to Smiski. Smiski between a couple defenders. Flips back out to Buchanan. Huss on the right wing. Skip over Eddie Mittermeier. He's all alone again for three. Nothing but net. Five triples for Eddie Mittermeier tonight. And again, they just lost him.
He's that wide open. He's going to make it every time.
McDonald going to go 5 for 5 subs here as a foul near midcourt, and that will be a shooting foul because of the bonus. Aiden Misfelt fouls Aiden Rosemeyer with 3:28 remaining and a 67-31 runaway game for McDonald. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunnarsson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 5 for 5 substitutions will get you caught up on who all is out there. Miles Flanagan, number 34, the 6'2" sophomore forward. Malachi Suckerman, the 6'4" junior center, number 53 back out there. We've got Paul Pfeiffer, 6' junior forward, number 11. We'll let Aiden Rosemeyer shoot the first free throw. That one rattles in on the 1-1. That's his first make from beyond the arc. From the foul line.
It's like Ben Siegenthaler out there and Joe Liebrandt.
And second free throw no good, and Flanagan with the rebound for McDonald. Good to see a Siegenthaler back on the floor for McDonald.
Yes.
Ben over there wearing number 2. Left side for Joe Liebrandt, the 5'9 sophomore guard. Loses it along the baseline, pulled away by Hansen. 67-32 the max. Under 3 minutes to play in the game. Liebrandt guarding Rosemeyer. Tiemann left side. In the paint, a couple subs. Pfeiffer swats a shot away. And they'll call a foul. He caught up on who's out there now for Thorpe as well. Jesse Windle, the senior forward, as well as number 11, Jackson Hurst, a senior guard. And it will be Windle shooting a pair here. He is off the mark on the first. It's the 8th whistle against McDonald, and it was the first tonight on Paul Pfeiffer. Second attempt for the lefty Windle. That one off the mark as well. And rebound pulled down by Siegenthaler.
See if these young guys can get something going offensively.
Pfeiffer at the point. Lost it for a moment. Gets it back. Picked up left side. Pfeiffer has a pass poked away and stolen by Tiemann. Liebrandt picks up Tiemann. Work right side. Pass tipped. Work down to the left corner. Tiemann. Right side for Rosemeyer for another three. And Rosemeyer taking advantage of some open looks here in the second half. He has 3 triples. 67-35. McDonald's lead whittled down a bit. 32. Now a pass poked away by Rosemeyer. Into the stands. And that's where Paul Pfeiffer will inbound. Liebrandt running the point, the sophomore.
Rosemeyer's got a good-looking three-point shot, too.
Grant loses for a moment, retrieves near his own bench. Now he's looking for an outlet. Finds Siegenthaler on the right wing. Miles Flanagan matched up against Tiemann. Flanagan drops one down to Zuckerman in the post. Malachi turning between two defenders. Goes up strong, big fella. And he'll go to the line shooting two. You can tell everybody loves Kai here.
Yeah, they do.
Student section rising to their feet. And Malachi Zuckerman will go to the line. The 6'4" junior center, number 53, Impact football player as well. Free throw. A little bit short. A good rotation on it. It's his first miss from the line at the varsity level. It was 2 of 2 coming into this game. Second one for Malachi here. That one looks good, is good. Malachi Zuckerman gets into the scoring column on the varsity level, 68-35. High post feed, skip out to Tiemann. Head fake, baseline pull up from 16, hits the side of the backboard, and Ben Siegenthaler pulls down the rebound. We'll leave it off for Joe Liebrandt.
Minute 20 coming up.
68-35 it remains for McDonald. Siegenthaler in the right corner, drops to Malachi Zuckerman. He's backing it again, turns just a little bit too long. Offensive rebound attempt. What a nice move by Siegenthaler, flying out of bounds as he swats it off of Jesse Windle, and McDonald will retain possession. Good work there by Ben Siegenthaler. Couple subs coming in. Zuckerman out, Pfeiffer out, and McDonald. Now with Brady Rubenzer, the 6 foot junior, into the game. And also Griffin Sokup, the 6'1 junior. Inbounds pass knocked away by Thorpe's Tiemann with a minute 11 left. And so Rubenzer now will inbound again.
I think that's everybody off the bench I got in.
Rubenzer into Liebrandt. Liebrandt left wing. McDonald throws it away. Rosemeyer has an open path to the basket. Layup is off the mark. Oh, wow, there was no one there, and Aiden Rosemeyer clapping his hands, a little frustration there.
You bet.
As instead of going glass, he just went finger roll and missed it.
I think if he had some hops, I think he might have had in the back of his head he was going to throw it down, but couldn't quite get up there.
So Rubenzer will inbound against pressure, throws to Ben Siegenthaler. Under a minute to play now, 68-35 McDonald. They're going to get Ben for steps in the backcourt. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling live in our WOGO post game. Your stats, analysis, and highlights as well. Rosemeyer for his 4-3 of the second half hits the back rim this time. Nice rebound pulled down by Thorpe. Kick out to Tiemann. 17-footer baseline is good. Zachary Tiemann had a quiet second half. He now has 9. Now Siegenthaler loses his balance for a moment. Lost it in front of his own bench. I don't know if he got bumped or slipped or what over there.
Just took a bad, awkward step. Lost his balance.
31-point lead for McDonald. Cruising here on their home floor. Left side, Tiemann will rise for 3, and that's good as he will add to his scoring tally. Zachary Tiemann, a 3 in each half. 68-39. McDonald with 18 seconds to play in the backcourt. Rosemeyer pokes it away. He's got an open layup. Load.
That went off of Joe's foot.
6 seconds. Inbounds to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler holds in the corner. One dribble. Knows he can let it run out. And that's how the game will end. McDonald cruising here on their home floor against Thorpe. The Max will move to 7-8 on the year now, 5-4 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play. Thorpe falls to 5-9 on the year and 1-6 in the WCC. Your final score, McDonald 68, Thorpe 41. This is McDonald Max Basketball. Don't go anywhere. We've got a full post-game show for you. That's coming up 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Max postgame here on WOGO Radio, 68-41. McDonald gets back above 500 at 5-4 now in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We are joined by head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, first off, it's always a great game when every single guy who's suited up for you gets on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of guys that work hard every day in practice, and it's good to get them a couple minutes out there. And I think everybody contributes, and it's nice to get everybody in the game and let them see some action on the floor.
Of course, foul trouble hampered him a little bit, but this was a game where it really seemed like Joe Janis wanted to assert himself from the get-go. Again, kind of a quiet night on Tuesday against Stanley Boyd, and Joe in particular really came out strong here to start the game.
He did. He made some pretty tough shots early. I think he hit the glass pretty good, so just trying to get him to concentrate on, you know, using his size at his advantage. And when he has a matchup, like mismatches inside, we want to get him the ball as much as we can.
Again, you had a different starting lineup here a little bit tonight with Grant Smisky, the freshman, getting his first varsity start. How do you evaluate the way he played tonight, and especially his ball handling?
He did what he does every day in practice and what he's been doing in the JV games. He gives us some toughness on defense. He'll get after the rebounds. He can break down the defense, get in the lane, get other guys' shots. That's something we really need on our offense. So did a real good job, and it's just basically the same thing I've seen from him every day this whole basketball season.
And, Coach, when you talk about the offense getting different contributions, Eddie Mittermeier, of course, with hitting five threes, he'd love to be able to have that every night. And we were commenting you just can't leave him alone. He's too good of a shooter for that. But Cannon Huss, again, just so consistent game after game. But you're starting to see more. Aiden Misfelt, a strong offensive game with 8 points, but did a really good job doing that dirty work and clearing the glass. Saw him go up high for a lot of rebounds. Keegan Galvez, 4 points tonight. But I think you challenged him to rebound better, and he seems to have risen to that challenge, but also playing just some really, really tough defense tonight.
Yeah, his length is, I kind of kid him sometimes. I'm like, you don't know how good you could be yet. We got to try to get that out of him. But he has the length. He's very athletic. He did a great job. He's got a good attitude. And we had a lot of guys. I think we found the open guy. You mentioned that Eddie was left alone. Sometimes we don't see guys that are left alone. So that's something we're trying to get better at. But we did have some nice extra passes and just passes in general that get us easier shots.
Defensively, Coach, how did you like the effort here tonight? Again, did some different things. You saw some zone, saw some full court man-to-man from time to time. Maybe it got a few buckets kind of in garbage time at the end. But overall, it seems like the defense really asserted its will against Thorpe tonight.
Yeah, we're working on pressuring the ball. We got to find ways to get easy baskets. So if we can do that off of our defense, that makes things a lot easier for us. I think some of our other defenses we played also look pretty good. Everything starts on defense. Offense can come and go, and we've seen that all year. But if we can be good defensively, that makes our offense a little better.
Well, Coach, again, we mentioned it wasn't easy starting the week against Fall Creek and Stanley Boyd, but nice to get a win to buoy you here at the end of the week. But next week at Neillsville, at Fall Creek, and then Columbus Catholic coming here, not an easy week. What's the building block from here tonight to say, hey, we're going to compete all of next week and just see how the chips fall?
We're trying to just keep getting better. Our goal is to be playing good basketball going into the playoffs. We got some games left to keep working on that. We play some tough teams. So I told the kids our schedule, it's got to be one of the tougher ones in D5 that I know of throughout the state. So it's good for us. It helps us come playoff time. We just got to make sure we keep some confidence and keep getting better, and we'll be good to go.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to continuing to see this team improve. We'll catch you next Thursday night at Fall Creek. Best of luck in the meantime.
Great. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling. We're going to take a quick two-minute break and be back with your analysis, leading scores, and your second-half stats, as well as McDonald rolls here tonight against Thorpe 68-41. Back in two to wrap things up here on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Getting things tallied up, and we'll have a bundle of second-half highlights for you. We'll go post-game. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, where we'll get a podcast of this one up for you a little after 10:15 or so here tonight. Mark, your thoughts on this game as we get the stats tallied up here. A game that, yeah, on paper you're supposed to win, but you still have to go out and do it.
Right, and again, you know, the kids, typically when you go up against a team, you know, like Thorpe that you've already played and kind of handled okay, nothing against Thorpe. They're out there giving it everything they got. They got some great kids on that team. But, you know, you come out there and you maybe take your foot off the gas a little bit or maybe not play it. But I think these kids took an opportunity here to make themselves better basketball players, every one of them. So, again, you know, hats off to Thorpe for giving them a battle. I mean, score-wise, they made them work for their baskets, and that's what you wanted to do. So, again, I was just glad to see that the McDonald kids were out there playing good, hard basketball, you know, taking care of the basketball, running some good offense, playing some good defense, and just an all-out good basketball game. And that's what I was happy to see, that the kids went out and played hard. And again, Coach Schilling had that opportunity. Like he said, he gets a chance to reward some of those younger kids that give them all that practice time. I mean, those guys are getting beat up against the varsity players, and, you know, makes them better JV players and C team players. But now they had an opportunity to get out there and showcase a little bit on the varsity floor.
Well, looking at the stats, I am missing a three from someone from McDonald, it looks like.
I think it was Eddie. I got him for six.
You got him for six. Then I will correct that, and that would put him down for 20 on the night. So
yeah, I was going to mention that to you when you mentioned the first time when you said he had five, and I looked at my sheet and I'm going, I got him for six.
All right, so I'm going to have to correct that tweet as well here in a moment. Wow, first a surprising update. Bloomer defeated Fall Creek 47-38 tonight.
Wow.
Coming from Dave Strasburg, not what we expected, but again, that's a Bloomer team that's making a little bit of a charge here, now 5-3 in conference play. So a team that folks before the season began had kind of said, hey, they're probably going to be in the mix, and then they had a slow start, but here come the Blackhawks.
Yeah, you know, and again, they always play tough up there in Bloomer, and, you know, coming into this conference for the first time and not knowing what to expect, but, you know, the old cliche, any given Sunday, but now in basketball, it's any given night. You know, you just can't count anybody out. So, you know, hats off to the Bloomer Blackhawks up there.
So, again, as we look at your leading scores here, so I'll correct myself with your leading score tonight not being Buchanan Huss, who still had a phenomenal game, but instead it is Eddie Mittermeier with 20 on six threes here tonight to lead the way for McDonald. Cannon Huss had 18, 13 for Joe Janis, 8 for Aiden Misfelt, who's really just awakened offensively, always had the talent, and great to see that kind of coming to fruition as he gets some confidence again on the offensive end. Keegan Galvez with 4, Grant Smisky, the freshman, with his first varsity start with 4, and then probably no bucket got a bigger hand than Malachi Zuckerman's free throw as the junior finishes with 1 here tonight to round out the scoring for McDonald. On the other side, some talented players for this Thorpe team. 14 for Ryan Rather to lead the way, 12 apiece for Aiden Rosemeyer and Zachary Tiemann. And Rosemeyer, in fact, scored all of his 12 in the second half, 2 apiece for Logan Hansen and Denzel Sutton.
Yes, and again, you know, I just get a kick out of this, Caleb, every time. There's just people just don't want to leave gyms.
Yeah.
maybe it's the weather. I don't know. I mean, it's awfully cold out there, but people just don't want to leave. And it's nice to see, you know, the people hanging around and families taking pictures. I see the Huss family over there. They got a whole clan over there.
Yeah, a whole posse of folks here.
He's got a good following there from, you know, the Huss family came down from Alaska, and I believe Mrs. Huss is a local girl from, I thought, Colfax area, but maybe not. But I thought that's what I had heard at one point when I was coaching over at Colfax. So it's good to see them over here back in Buchanan and the rest of the boys. I see these guys, they sit down usually right in front of us here, and they're clapping for everybody. They're just supporting the whole team. It's good to see.
And a great team win here tonight for McDonald. There were a bundle of second-half highlights. Let's take a listen to how it went down here on WOGO as McDonald knocks off Thorpe 68-41 tonight. Smisky, Aiden Misfelt, Joe Janis, and Buchanan Huss on the floor for Adam Schilling, original starting five. Eddie Mittermeier, left corner, snaps off a three. Ooh. Looks good, is good.
Nothing but that.
Oh, a nice set play there to get Eddie Mittermeier loose. He has eight. Denzel Sutton. Joe Janis just hit the deck, gets back up. Grant Smisky down the lane, pops it back to Buchanan Huss. He'll try a three, same spot as Eddie, same result. Left corner pocket three.
Nice shooting.
Aiden Rosemeyer. Aiden V8 in there. Rosemeyer picks up the dribble, hands off to Thiemann, playing with those three fouls. Joey Janis right in his face. And a steal by Grant Smisky. Smisky right in front of Sutton. Down the lane, scores. 15-foot baseline nice. Jumper. Sweet. Beautiful first bucket shot. For Joe in the second half. He has 13. A nice find by Smisky, who steals the pass away. Cannon Huss retrieves it near his own bench. Now Denny Mittermeier wide open for three. Left side, oh. All around and in. That was sparked by Grant Smisky knocking a pass away, and Buchanan Huss. Ready, Mittermeier. Rather to answer with a three, and that's an air ball from the right corner. Guess who? Eddie Mittermeier with a rebound. Quick outlet near midcourt. Cannon Huss. Huss just inside the arc, right wing, backing down on Hughes. Fall away jumper. Oh my goodness. Nothing but net from 16 feet. Spinning and falling away. Cannon Huss is 18. Played a clean game. They'll stack along the right side of the lane. Inbounds to Aiden Misfelt in the right corner. Misfelt goes by everyone. Oh. Soars to the rack. Teardrop from 4 feet.
Right by everybody. They just left them.
Here goes to Hughes, right corner. A little give and go. Skips away from Rather. And Aiden Misfelt hobbles up the loose change. Misfelt to Buchanan Huss. Flips Eddie Mittermeier wide open, all alone for three. Yeah. You cannot do that.
Nope. That's just book it.
Eddie Mittermeier, his fourth triple of the night. Galvez reestablishes himself in bounds, gets the ball back. Flip out to Galvez. Nice feed down low from Buchanan Huss to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt up and in for two. I think that was a no-look dish.
That was a great pass.
It's too long. Mittermeier pushes ahead to Smisky. Smisky between a couple defenders. Flips back out to Buchanan Huss on the right wing. Skip over Eddie Mittermeier. He's all alone again for three. Nothing but net. Five triples for Eddie Mittermeier tonight. And again, they just lost him. And that's how your second half sounded here on WOGO Sports as McDonald rolls over Thorpe 68-41. Final thoughts here, Mark, is we'll see McDonald, the Max, and the Lady Max end of the week next week, and two really tough opponents, Fall Creek for the boys on Thursday night, and then Osseo Fairchild for the girls Friday night here at home.
Yes, those are going to be two very good games, so that'll be interesting, and hopefully these kids get a little bit of a rest coming up, maybe take the weekend off here and watch the Packer game tomorrow night and just chill back for a little bit. They've had a long week, so... Yeah, they deserve a little bit of a break, and then and then get right back on the horse and go do it again.
Also looking ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, it starts out Monday night. Chi-High Hockey is playing some really excellent hockey right now. We'll be taking on Stevens Point. Smash coming over for a big non-conference game. That will be a little bit earlier than usual. Start 5:40 p.m. the pregame with Greg Stewart and Chase Hoopel. Then on Tuesday, they'll get right back at it. Big Rivers Conference play Chi-High Hockey at Eau Claire North, 6:40 on Tuesday night. And again, as we mentioned, Thursday night for us, we'll have these McDonald boys on the road at Fall Creek. Then Friday night back here at home in Chippewa Falls, the Lady Max 12-2 on the year against Osseo Fairchild in a game that very possibly could have some conference title implications. Again, you got to play the games in between, but those teams right now at least tied for first in the Western Clover Belt Conference.
Yes, and again, the girls kind of took it on the chin down at Osseo. And from what we've heard from everybody after that game when we were down there doing the boys game, they just said that the girls didn't play very well down there. And so I'm sure they want a little redemption on their home floor. And again, the boys going to go to Fall Creek. And, Fall Creek's always tough to beat in their gym too. But, it looks like maybe Fall Creek, hopefully,
you know, isn't feeling all that bad after getting beat by Bloomer and want to take it out on somebody. But I think the McDonald boys could handle anything that Fall Creek puts at them, and hopefully they just play a really good game.
And again, you're going to need to learn to win on the road. Talking with Coach Schilling, too, with computerized seedings for the first time ever this year, might not be the same respect given to McDonald by a computer as the coaches who know their pedigree would in seeding meetings. So, again, once we get to that tournament, it's about being battle-tested and being able to win, very possibly being able to win other than here inside the friendly confines. We love being able to see hosting all the way for a regional final, but, again, chances are that won't be the case with seedings this year. And so, again, the boys got to learn to win on the road against tough opponents. That's what it's going to take to try to make a run.
And it's that's always a good test at Fall Creek. That's like I said, they have a very, very strong support staff there. They like their cricket basketball, so that'll be a good little test for them, I guess. Let's call it that. And hopefully what they need right now is just to rest up a little bit after this long week.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to Zach Wycheck for keeping things running smoothly back at the Wogo home base in Halley, and to Val and the entire McDonald TV crew as well. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to partner once again for Max Basketball. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 68, the Thorpe Cardinals 41. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.